your lost little girl. Your lost little girl. Your lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do. Impossible, yes, but it's true. I think that you know what to do. Tell me, who are you? Think that you know what to do.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Oh, I'm excited to get in my dragon onesie and hand out candy to kids on the block. Someone was saying on my class today, you know, the CDC said that it's really not in the best interest for health and safety. And I was just thinking about, like, you know, this dad leaning down to his daughter in a princess outfit and goes, oh, sorry, honey, we can't go. You know, anyway, happy Halloween. It's a good day. It's a good day. Really beautiful outside. Shout out my mom. Mom's listening. Mom made me leftovers. I can't wait for the leftovers. I'm starving at the moment. So I got that. I got that good stuff waiting for me at home. But I got good stuff for you here, too. I was trying to think of... Because I don't really like Halloween music all that. I mean, I like some songs every now and then, you know, but like just playlists of Halloween songs, really, after about 15 minutes, I'm good. So I tried to get music in this playlist, which is like, you know, it's scary. It's not pleasant. You know, it elicits a vibe of Halloween, which is maybe a little too self-serious. I thought, yeah, that's what I can bring to the table here. So next song, thinking about, because I watched a documentary on jazz from 1959, and Lou Reed of Velvet Underground fame and solo work fame was talking about this song in particular, as, you know, when this came out, that people didn't think that this was the greatest thing in the world is why we are where we are today. I was like, oh, Lou, oh, Lou. So let's see if you have a Lou Reed in you. Hopefully you do, that you're like, oh, man, this is the best thing ever. This is Lonely Woman by Ornette Coleman.
Thank you.
That was A New Kind of Water by This Heat off the album Deceit. I believe I read, you know, Wikipedia back in the day. I read about them recording this in like a meat locker because they were too worried about like atom bombs or something like that. So very, very nice and Halloween-y, right? Halloween-y. What else was I gonna say? Water. Some of my coworkers apparently just can't get past water. They just don't like it. It's too boring. They don't drink it. They put all this flavor in it. Just a few of them, just a few. But I don't know. It struck me. It's crazy, right? I mean, I don't know. Just how far we've come as a species that you can be like, you know, water. Not feeling it. You know, give me some cherry flavor. Now we're talking. Oh, you know, what a strange world we live in. But Halloween is fun. It's nice to not think about the strange world we live in and just put on a dragon onesie and give out candy to kids. Maybe I put on some sunglasses too. I really live it up. I got these giant, giant red sunglasses. So through Halloween, I am literally seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses. And I think that that's beautiful. You know what else is beautiful? Sonic Youth. Titanium Exposé. Let's get it.
Now I see what you mean.
Shout out, Sonny Chirac. Shout out. That one was Peanut. Peanut. Sonny Chirac. Oh, you know what? Shout out all sorts of people that are listening. Shout out, Jonah. Shout out. I see you. And usually when I make my shows, you know, it doesn't really play much a role, but I think about, is this going to get me more listeners? Are more listeners going to turn away? So, like, when I'll do, like, an 80s dance night here, you know, I get some people. 60s soul, I'm getting some people. When I play long 15-minute post-rock, you know, more people should be listening, but they tune out. But I expected, just off that song alone, to be looking at zero. But right now, on mobile streams, I got 20 folks rocking with Sonny Chirac. Hey, yo, shout out to you. You did it. You did it. Oh, there's a Frank Zappa quote where he talks about, you know, I make the music that I like to make. If you don't like it, there's everything else. So, a big props to you for choosing to listen to 91.5 WMFO Medford when we're playing the Sonny Chirac with his wife screaming as loud as she can. Oh, you know, that's the Halloween vibes. That's how it is. That's how it's gonna be. No little Nightmare Before Christmas, but that is a nice movie. Anyway, I don't want to talk bad about my boy Jack Skellington. I just, you know, Sonny Chirac. Halloween is nice. It is really nice. I mean, just in terms of different holidays where you're expected to buy things for the purpose of it. This is a good one. This is a good. Oh, it's a nice thing. But it is also a little scary, you know, because there's that nice Jack Skellington, you know, there's a kind of vanity to it. There's a humor to it. It's, you know, hey, it's Halloween. Whereas, like, people like me that are playing, you know, this heat and Sonny Chirac, you know, Halloween, you know, serious Halloween, period. You know, there's a certain danger. Speaking of, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people alone who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Oh, especially at my undergrad, I went to Dickinson College down in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I would have some late shows, and I would purposely play things that I thought would annoy people. But you know what? You know what? I'm the bigger man these days. Now I play stuff because I know that people will tune in and want to listen to it. Oh, isn't that nice? Shout out also any PBD Essex employees that are tuning in. I don't know if I got featured on our little weekly update that good old John Spina puts together. I don't know if anybody, but, you know, people talk to me about it every now and then. You never know. So any PBD Essex people, hope you like Sonny Chirac. I also hope you like Swans. This one is 93 Ave Blues. Thank you. My mom just texted, said, "Church Gone Wild" is what this song should be titled. And you know what? You know, I think you're onto something here. It is titled Rated X. So, you know, similar vibe there. Miles Davis, Get Up With It. Last studio album. This was a studio album. 1974. So he pushed his body to the physical limit. He pushed his mind to the physical limit. And then post the release of this, he had to take a 5-year break from making music because he just had to, well, he wasn't actively recovering for those 5 years is all I'll be saying. But oh my gosh, I love that so much. Man, I love early 70s Miles like nothing else. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And you know what? After my long little diatribe about losing followers or losing listeners earlier, I lost a lot of listeners. So, you know what? I was aiming for scary and still a sense of musicality. So I feel like I got some of that, but you'll especially get some of that with the help of Goblin. This one is Suspiria.
Yeah.
Suspiria, Goblin. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Oh, this is fun. This is fun. I should try to lose listeners more often. But I do try to gain as well. It's a whole lot easier to lose than gain, I'll say that. Anyway. I can't wait to eat those leftovers. Man, I am starving. I got the wrong order. I got the wrong order at the Mexican restaurant today, you know. It's been weighing on me. But what doesn't weigh on me is the ability to play some fun stuff on the river. Yeah, you know. Anyway, Nico, this one is called All That Is My Own. Have a good one.
Desert shore.